On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was July 27, 1940, sixth day of the extra session of the 60th General Assembly. This was a Saturday. After having introduced Senate legislation, the upper chamber would now go to House Bill 1. This was nearly identical legislation to Senate Bill 1. It would dedicate money to the State Social Security Commission, as enacted by the legislature in 1937. Senators passed the bill and an emergency clause. Senators then moved to recess until 2 p.m. Senators then heard House Concurrent Resolution 7, which moved to adjourn sine die. This was followed by a message from the House that said representatives did not agree with the changes senators made to House Bill 1. A conference committee was then recommended. End-of-session-style housekeeping measures then started. Then, the governor sent lawmakers what he considered a draft resolution to keep the state's Social Security payments flowing through the end of the year, followed by news the Senate House Conference Committee could not reach agreement on House Bill 1. Senators then recessed until 4:30 p.m. Senate Resolution 9 was then read. It addressed the sine-die adjournment move the House had made, as well as the recommendations from the governor. The resolution went on to point out a lack of funding to complete the task called by the governor. House Bill 1 and House Bill 2, which paid for the extra session, were then signed by the president pro tem, and the extra session was adjourned sine die. July 27, 1940, the date marking the sixth day of the extra session of the 60th General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.